This is Jan Yeager interviewing Michael John Jerry in the artist's home and studio in Santa Fe, New Mexico, on Monday, November 15, 2004, for the Archives of American Art Smithsonian Institution. This is disc number one, session number one. Michael, could you tell me when and where you were born?
I was born August 18th, 1937, in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Even though my parents did not live in Grand Rapids, that was my mother's home, and she went home to have the baby. At that point, family was living in Detroit, Michigan.
Really?
That's where my father's offices were.
Tell me your father's name and when and where you think he was born.
Where and when? He was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, far as I know. And his birth date, I'm not sure about. He would be 87 or so now. Somewhere around 1900, 1908, 1909.
Actually, you know what? I do have that. He was born in
1904. Okay.
Woodville, right. Wisconsin.
Woodville. Okay. Woodville is a little tiny village outside of Milwaukee. It is now a suburb. It's a suburb of Milwaukee, I believe, at this point.
And tell me your mother's name and where.
Cherry Barr. Maiden name, and my mother, I'm not sure about her birthplace. I'm not exactly sure about date either, but her early childhood was spent out here in Denver, Colorado. Her parents were involved in ranching outside Colorado, and until Depression time, till probably 1929, 1930, the family businesses, many of them went bust, and her parents and her brother and sister, and she moved to Grand Rapids, Michigan. And
how did they choose Grand Rapids?
I'm not certain. I think there was another family business in Grand Rapids, and that was still healthy. And I think the men who were involved in the ranching side of the family came to Grand Rapids to work for one of the relatives who was in the brick business. And that was a very, very large. There are many streets in Grand Rapids that are paved with bar bricks. There are probably half the public schools that are still standing in Grand Rapids are constructed with bar bricks. They were able to ride through the Depression on the strength of that particular business. And they lived well, even during Depression times. They lived pretty well. So somehow they got through it all.
How did the Depression affect your father's family?
Whew, big time. I would say it probably has a lot. It ricocheted down into my generation, and maybe even further. I hope not. Well, my father, his father was a machinist, and his mother was an elementary school teacher. In those days, being a school teacher meant 2 years of State Normal College. She could, and I don't know how long she taught, but he died before I was aware of him at all. So I don't know. My father's father died while he was a teen, I think, of pneumonia. But the Depression, because of his father's foresight. His father kept all of his money under the bed through the Depression and was able to buy homes and bought at one point probably two city blocks of